Welcome to episode 204 of Missing Pieces. This is my weekly audio journal podcast where I talk about what I'm up to and what I'm into. Although that intro is a little bit of a lie these days because it's been 2 weeks since I've done an episode of Missing Pieces, and you probably realize the reason for one of those weeks, and that's because we were in Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and I was going to make an episode when we got home the following week doing the recap, but then I thought, I have tons of footage that I've recorded of our entire experience there. And instead of talking all about that, why not just show it since I was going to be doing it anyway? So I took another week off, which is a rarity for me. And I apologize to the people that rely on this episode each week as a part of your week, because I know how that is as a podcast listener. But I'll have you know that I'm back now, and I will do my best outside of vacations to have an episode for you every single week. And maybe even maybe if we can pull one off while we're on vacation, because I could do it. I got the equipment and stuff. I just really don't like to advertise when we're not home in advance or while it's happening. So I kind of keep you in the dark related to that. But then you come back into the light when we come back with all of the goodiness that comes from us or me recording all of our trips and editing it, which is what I've been doing a lot. But before we get into talking all about that, because that's pretty much been most of my week this week, let me tell you about our Disney trip. I'll recap it for you, and I'll say it in one sentence. Big crowds, not even a sentence fragment. Big crowds, but still lots of fun. And we knew that going into this. Going to Disney, let me tell you the worst time you can go to Disney. There's two times. Over Easter break and over Christmas. Those are the two most busiest times at Disney because everyone has off. And that was the reason that we ended up going this year. Last year, we had a little bit of luxury in our lives because Cody had taken a sabbatical, was off the entire year. We did the old pull Clark man out of school, much to the dismay of his teachers or principal or whoever cares about such things. And we were able to go pretty much whenever we want. So we kind of tailored to that. And our trip last May was incredible because that was the complete dead time. In fact, the reason that we went then was because Disney offered us a discount. Flights were about a third of the cost as they were this time. Flying over Easter, also expensive and busy. But going over Easter this year, like, we debated it, but I was like, you know what? We're currently living the times of our lives. That's what I truly feel. You know, there was a Greg in the past that would put everything off in the quest for saving money, doing the responsible thing. But then I realized, and we've talked about this before, that life isn't guaranteed. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. And if we have the opportunity, let's go live our lives to the fullest, especially with Clark Man at the age he is, because I don't see myself being a Disney guy once Clark grows up. Although, every time we go to Disney, we're always like, this is the last time. In fact, I always feel a little guilty even telling people that we're going to Disney because this was our fourth time. But Clark Man, at the age that he is, it's just such an awesome experience and adds so much to our travel experience that I want to give him this life, and I also want to enjoy it too, selfishly, right? I'm making up for the childhood that I never have. That's I guess if you had to write the story or give the sentence fragment of my adult life, it's making up for the childhood that I never had. That's pretty much what I'm doing, and I'm doing it. So anyways, we did our time at Disney, and we knew it would be busy. It was crazy busy. In fact, like, in terms of rides, which is pretty much what I go there for, we rode about a fourth of what we typically would. Every single ride, even like the silliest little ride, like the Barnstormer in Magic Kingdom, which is just this tiny little coaster that lasts maybe 25 seconds, had like an hour-long wait on it. Everything was crazy. So we went into this knowing that, you know what? We've done everything there is to do at Disney. Although that's kind of a lie because we even found new stuff this time. We've done a lot of the things at Disney. Let's just go and appreciate being there, enjoy the experience. And if we get to ride some rides, that's wonderful. If we have to wait in some lines, that's just a part of it. Let's just make the best of our trip. And we certainly did that. We got some pool time in, which was great. It was amazing leaving here when it was like 40 degrees out. I had my sweatshirt and pants on when we left. And then when we got there, it was like 80. And it was glorious. The weather was perfect the whole time we're there, teetering on a little bit of the hot side. And I can tell you, like, the difference between Disney at like 80 degrees and when it gets closer to 90 degrees is a game changer. Like 87 for me, and I know I complain about the cold of Pennsylvania all the time, but at least there's something you can do about that. When it's 87 degrees and you're in an amusement park without much shade, it starts wearing you down a little bit. And we started wearing down towards the end of the trip. So we just kind of relaxed. And this was supposed to be a relaxing trip. Although it didn't really turn out that way as we attempted to leave. It was the last day. Clark and I were in the swimming pool for our last swim before we headed out. And Cody comes out and tells us that our flight was delayed. And it was because of the storms that were ravaging the East Coast. In fact, here in Pennsylvania, the whole time we were gone, it was dumping rain and there was like flooding happening. Luckily, we live on top of a mountain, so there is a benefit to that. But it was real bad pretty much everywhere. And our flight got delayed, then it got delayed again, and then it got canceled. And that's when things got a little scary. Not scary, but like up in the air, because all of a sudden we were homeless. We had to leave the resort. There was no like staying an extra day because the place was booked out. Obviously, we had to book that months and months in advance, and our flight was canceled. They had gotten us a flight for the following day. So we were going to be Orlandoians, whatever people of Orlando were called. So I just ended up booking another hotel that was near the airport, and we took a cab over there, stayed there for the day on a very rainy and just crappy Orlando day. I considered going to Universal that day, and that would have been a lot of fun. But by the time all of this happened, it was already like afternoon, and you don't want to spend the money to go to Universal, because it's, in my experience, it was actually more expensive per day than Disney when we went in, I think it was 2021. We went there one day and it was crazy busy there then. I imagine this would be the same. So we just stayed at the hotel. I got some food from the place across the street. We watched the movie Wish. And then we went to bed early because the next day we had to leave at like 5 o'clock in the morning to travel from Orlando to Chicago. They couldn't get us a flight directly back to Philadelphia, so we had to go from Orlando to Chicago. Had a little bit of a layover there where we got some, I would say Chicago pizza, but it was airport Chicago pizza, so definitely wasn't that. And then we flew home to Philadelphia, where we then had to drive home, and then we made it back home. So that was the extent of our trip, and it overall an awesome time. Again, I love the atmosphere there, which is what we were there for. The food's obviously good, and we'll talk about the consequences of that here in the next segment. But it was just about having a lovely Easter break with my family, and I just soaked it all in, and I was so happy to have that experience. And even though it was busy, like I think when you go into something with expectations and your expectations aren't like let down, I think it's much easier. Now, if we had gone there thinking like, oh, we're going to ride everything and every day is going to be packed. Yeah. You're not going to do that unless you spend pretty much your entire day waiting in 1+ hour lines for a 2-minute ride, if you're lucky. So that was our fourth trip to Disney. Are we going to go back? This is one of the trips where, being that we didn't dominate the park like we did last May, like I remember our last day last May, good rhyming. It was, we went to every park in one day and did everything we wanted to do in one day. It was crazy. This left me, in terms of rides and stuff, a little unfulfilled. So I do want to go back, but I think if we ever go again, it's definitely going to be during a dead time. In fact, I was just looking today out of curiosity, and I found out that I could get like a round trip flight to Orlando in May, like the middle of May, for like $78 round trip. Can you believe that? And the parks though are still expensive. Like I think it was still like $109 per day for each of the parks. And then you obviously have to stay somewhere. So like they're going to get you one way or another. But I'm like, dang, we should have waited till May. But Cody's lacking the days off and we're trying to save him up. She only gets so many personal days each year. So we're hoping to save them up for something next year. So maybe in like January-ish, February-ish of next year, we'll go again. We're running like the every 9-month cycle going to Disney World, which I know is not normal, maybe not healthy, especially financially. But again, when you're trying to live your best days and you realize you're living in your best days while they're happening, I say take advantage of it. Throw caution to the wind, if you will. But we're not doing anything that's, wildly detrimental to us or, off the rails. Now, if you could do that, and that would be bad. Like, you could not pay your bills and go to Disney because you're like, you know what? The heck with it. There's going to be a solar eclipse this week, and the world's going to end, and I'm just going to go live my last days down at Disney World. Yeah, that's all good until the sun comes back out after it, which I'm going to add that to the list here of things to talk about. Let me put eclipse on here. Bear with me as we let's talk about the consequences as I'm typing here. Disney, of course, great food there, as I mentioned. And I took advantage of that. We had a few buffet nights. My favorite buffet there is a place called Boma, which is an Animal Kingdom lodge. And it's just the most glorious food that you could imagine. And I had desserts and I went back to drinking soda, something that I hadn't done at all this year. If you've been following along with my journey, I've been on a quest to shed some pounds, get down to my fighting weight, as I've said. And prior to us leaving, I had gotten down to 169 pounds. To put that in perspective, my goal for the ultimate goal, I guess, when this ends, not that it'll ever end because I'm going to always have to manage it or monitor it. I want to get down to like 159.9. I want to get under 160. And I had just gotten under the 170s. And I vowed to never go back there again. Well, the next day we flew out and the Disney experience began. And when I came home from all of this, I was shocked when I got on the scale because I happened to be up 7 pounds and I was like heartbroken. I was like, all of that work that I did. To put in perspective, I was on February 1st when I really started getting in gear. I was 178.6. I had gone down to 169 and that was at the end of March. So literally 2 months, I had gotten down basically 10 pounds. And I was feeling great. Like I was putting on old pants that I couldn't wear before. And that's like the ultimate thing. I only care about how my clothes fit. And when my shorts or my pants get too tight to button, that's when you know you need to come back down, right? Like that's the real warning. You can see numbers on a scale, but being able to slip on a pair of pants that prior to this were unattainable is a great feeling and very rewarding. When I came back and I saw how up I was just heartbroken. But luckily for me, each day that I got on the scale after that, because I weigh in every single day, which I don't know is healthy or not, but it keeps me accountable. And I'm like, okay, I have to pay the consequences of what I did yesterday, for example. Each day I was coming down like a couple pounds and that was good. And when you know it, like as I kept going, today I got on and guess how low I was today? Remember, I was 169.0 when I left. Today I was 168.6. And you may be asking, Greg, how is this possible? How'd you go up so much and come back down? Well, I've been doing this thing in like basically the last month or so, how I've been seeing these very favorable results have been doing one meal a day, pretty much just isolate one meal. And usually that's dinner time and we eat pretty early. So it's not too bad. And I don't even really feel hungry at all. But what I've also been doing is like supplementing that with eggs. I forgot to mention when we came home from Disney, I went out to check on the turkeyons. There were 40 eggs in the nesting boxes. I have two different nesting boxes. There are 40 eggs out there. All the little chirks, they're all laying now, including the green queen who is laying green eggs out there. So I can have green eggs and ham if I want to. The eggs inside are completely normal, but she lays green eggs and it's really cool to see. So I have a couple eggs at lunch. I make pickled eggs. We've been trying to just like get rid of them, giving them away to family members, coworkers, whoever will take eggs, we give them away, which is such a bummer because over the winter time, they don't really lay. And I was buying eggs for like $5 or $6 a dozen. And now I have like more than I can handle. But I'll eat a couple of those for lunch. And that's only, I think like 120 calories or something. But what I've been doing, and this is the secret, I think, other than calorie restriction, which I think is the ultimate secret. If you're trying to lose weight, there's no like mystery to it. Consume fewer calories than you're outputting. I'll get on the elliptical every day for 30 minutes. I made a point of this being a part of my schedule. Every day, 30 minutes elliptical. I don't even notice it because I'm on my iPad. I'll be reading or I'll be watching YouTube videos. It takes my mind off of what's happening to my body, where my body would be like, are you sure we want to do this? I'm like, yeah, let's just get through. Like, let's check the sub feed, see what we got going on. What's going on Reddit? What's the news stories? And it's awesome. I get off there. It's usually like 250 to 300 calories that I've burned, which is well in excess of the couple eggs that I'll have for lunch afterwards. So I'm at like a net negative and then only eating one meal a day. There's no way that I'm going to eat 2000 plus calories at dinner time. I haven't been doing any night snacking. I've been doing really good. So I attribute all of that to the 10 pounds that I'm down. And now the fact that I'm at 168.6, which is the lowest weight that I've been in the 4 years that I've been tracking my weight. Like I've been doing I'll get down a little bit, then I'll go back up after these vacations. And it used to be like summertime was when I lose weight, but then these travels have brought it back on because I go off the rails, of course, when you're traveling. You forget all about the fact that you should only be eating like one meal a day, and that one meal probably can't be Boma Buffet with a whole plate of desserts. But I feel pretty darn good about the fact that I had the time of my life in terms of food eating. And I was able to get that all back off by the time, like basically a week or two later, it's off and down. So it goes to show that I can have some cheat days or some cheat meals here and there. If I want to have something really good, I can do that. But then we just got to pay the piper the rest of the week, right? So I share all of this to say, if you are trying to lose weight, which I'm sure many of us maybe are in the same boat, just really think about those calories you're taking in. Because it's much easier to not drink a Coca-Cola and save that 150 or 300 calories or whatever it comes to be than it is to do 30 minutes in elliptical, right? And if you can do both, skip the soda and also do the elliptical, then you're at like a negative. And I like to gamify things. I'm a goal dude. I don't know. I get obsessed with things. So for me, every day that I get on the scale, to me, is like I'm trying to get a new score. I'm trying to get that score, in this case, almost like golf, to be as low as possible. And every day that I'm successful at that, I feel good about myself. And that encourages me to want to do it more. And that's just what I do. So that is the results of Disney. Had a good time. Some consequences came from it. But then I got back down. Oh, there were other consequences. I told you about the flight being canceled and all that fun stuff, right? Well, after we got back to Philadelphia, we were driving home that day. Another consequence happened. Like, it's kind of a little bit of a cursed situation. We were driving on the highway and a rock came up and hit the windshield on my Subaru, put a nice little rock chip in it, a dent, a ding, if you will. And I was like, oh, crap, that's going to suck. So luckily I was able to get it repaired and it cost me like $80 to get it sealed or whatever. But now, being that I am a little bit obsessive, you know, and I like to keep my stuff pristine, I noticed this spot there and it's bugging me. And I called him yesterday. I'm like, okay, this is going to sound really petty and like silly. I know like it's fixed. It's not going to crack, none of that. But like, how much would it be for a new windshield? And because I have a Subaru that has this eyesight thing and that needs calibration and all this nonsense, they said $800 for a windshield. So I'm like, I really, like that day, if I were to, like, let's say I get this fixed, which I'm like leaning towards not at this point. I'd rather have the crack or like the spot than live up $800. At least that's how I'm feeling in the moment, in the shock. That day cost me a $250 hotel. We had to buy more food while we were out. So it was like another $50 for dinner or whatever that day. We just had that. That was pretty much our whole dinner meal. So there's $300 plus the rock chip thing. Even if I only spent the $80 to fix that, there's another $80. And then Cody got sick too, like shortly after, which could have happened anytime at Disney, but she's convinced that it happened because that extra day, like when we were in Chicago or on that plane or whatever. Clark and I are completely fine. But I'm like, man, we got a little cursed on the way back. I'm glad we had the time we did, but on the way back, everything kind of like fell apart. And I guess if you're going to have a trip, it's best for all these things to happen when you come home than it is when you go out or while you're there, right? Like if that terrible weather happened while we're there, or you know, any number of things can happen. But all was good. All is fine now. Everything's resolved. Money is just money. You got to think of it like a renewable resource and more of it can come to you. You just got to work for it. And that's the way that I think. So that, I think, concludes all of our experiences at Disney. And I gave you a little bit of a health update. I am thinking about adding one thing into the routine, if you will. And that is doing 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups every day. I was thinking, you know, even if I don't care how I do them, it could be 50 before I get on the elliptical, 50 after I get off, it could be 20 when I wake up, you know, five sets of 20, whatever it is. I think adding that in could have a dramatic effect. Like if you do something every single day, no matter what it is, what do we say? Time and pressure, right? If you do that every single day, just think of the results that could come from that. I might be just absolutely jacked. So we're going to add that in, see how that works. I'll report back on it. I think I'm going to start doing that tomorrow. Because if, you know, what does it hurt, right? Other than my muscles. The next day I'll be like, oh, why? But, you know, I'm doing some experimenting. I'm really excited to hopefully hit my goal of 159.9 pounds, actually be 159.8 because my scale doesn't do odd numbers. It's just like 0.2s. So getting to that seems very attainable at this point. I've done 10 pounds in roughly 2 months. That's with a Disney trip added in. I'm pretty sure I can do another 9 pounds in 2 months. So like, let's say, man, I'd love to hit a goal by like the first day of summer. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Or like June 15th or something where it's like 6 weeks from now. Although, dang, that's only like 4 weeks from now. We're already halfway through April. Holy smokes. Okay, I'm going to try like by the first day of summer, I'll try to be at my goal. And I'll share that whole thing with you and we can celebrate together. Because then if I hit my fighting weight, that's kind of off the table. It just goes into maintenance. I don't have to worry about the deficit. And then I can just focus on like strength building, muscle building. That'd be cool. So there you go. You probably didn't expect this episode to be more about my health journey than our Disney journey. But again, I have been grinding this week on those edits. To put it in perspective, I recorded our entire trip from the time that we were in the garage leaving to the time that Roxy Bear came home after our trip, like after we got home. And each day, on average, and this may be shocking to you, but I recorded about 2.5 hours of footage. You might be thinking, Greg, what the heck are you recording? And I just record, like, say we're walking somewhere, I record sights and things, because you never know what you're going to want. I consider making a video of the day of our vacation almost like a sculpture, where I like to have a big rock to work with, and then I sculpt that down into what usually becomes like a 30 to 40 minute video. So 2.5 hours of footage, 30 to 40 minute video, and you might think, well, okay, you have to watch through all that footage. That probably takes you, what, like 2.5 hours to get through? No. I like all of my cuts to be precise. I like the video to have good pacing. I want people to be able to enjoy it and watch it and it feel like you're there with us. So I spend, I would say on average, about 6 hours making each one of those videos. I've done this 4 or 5 times now. I think I did the video that was us on Thursday and Friday, then Saturday, Sunday. I got Monday done today. I still have Tuesday. That'd be 5 videos. And I've got one more. So I need, that's like 6 videos that took me 6 hours each. So you're talking about a full-time week of just video editing. And I do love editing. Like, it's the thing that is closest to what I had when I was a kid, where I played with Lego and I could just sit there on the floor with all my pieces spread out and it would go from like daytime to nighttime and I wouldn't even notice it. I guess it's called, like, you know, being in your in the zone or whatever. And that's how I feel when I edit. So I do love doing it because I'm crafting this into what I'm considering to be like a little bit of an art piece, you know, even if it is just a home movie. I do wish it was like my Lego videos. Like my Lego videos, I record, if I record for like a 15 minute video, that might turn into like a 11 minute Lego video, and it's so easy to make. But these videos, they take an incredible amount of time, and I'm just so sick of watching myself narrate and show and talk about all these things at Disney. Like, I already live the experience. I recorded it all, I'm editing it all, and I'm just tired of myself. Maybe you were too. Maybe this 2 weeks that I was gone from this podcast, you're like, ooh, that was nice. Didn't have to listen to him talk about his week. And the, what is it? What is it when someone is obsessed with themselves? Not nostalgic. Oh my gosh, it's escaping me. You're screaming it right now. What is it when you are obsessed with your, narcissistic, not nostalgic, narcissistic. This is a very narcissistic podcast. I don't know how it can't be when you're just talking about like your journal and the things you've done. I think anytime you're talking about yourself or reflecting on yourself, it can feel that way. And I wonder if it's off-putting to people. But these are the types of podcasts I love the most, is when people just kind of sit down and talk about like what they're thinking about or what's going on in their life and their successes or struggles or whatever. So if you ever felt that way about this, I apologize for that. I just, you know, I love doing this, and I felt like it was missing from my life while I was gone. So I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad that you're here with me as we go into this. But the editing almost feels like it's behind me now, and I'm excited about like going into the next things. I have been taking small breaks where I've been, here's my breaks, making Lego videos. That's my break, because my Lego channel had like nothing on it. So I'm like, hey, I got to keep this alive. You know, there's people there that want to see stuff. So I feel like I was letting those people down because I'm focusing on the Disney stuff. So I decided to focus on the Disney stuff there. I had some Lego Disney sets and things. I even got one. You can see the Avatar set sitting here beside me. And we've been building stuff up from that. And I've been enjoying that. I love Lego Disney as much as I love Disney. It's like my two things combined. So I was making making videos on that as my respite from making videos. You know, it's bad when your off time is doing exactly the thing that you do on your on time. Well, we did that. My mother and father-in-law were nice enough to invite me out for a few things this week. Clark and I went with them to the Goodwill last Sunday. They're having like a deal. I didn't really find anything there. Goodwill's never a hit for me, but I did get a Kit Kat mug, which I thought was cool. It was only 99 cents and I'm going to sell it for $15, although it's pretty neat. And I could take it to Hershey Park with me, which is a place that I'm actually thinking about getting a season pass this year. If you watched our videos last summer, you saw Clark and I went to Hershey Park once, and I was like, dang, this place is right up there with Cedar Point, which is like my coaster park I go to. Cedar Point is 5 hours from me. Hershey Park is 2 hours. So I'm like, well, this could be cool. And I was looking at the season pass, and I did the math on it, and because they charge you to park there, unlike Knoebels, and they charge you admission, unlike Knoebels, which is free both fronts. My favorite park, by the way. I think if I went there more than twice, it would pay for itself. You also get to go in an hour early. And I think there's even an option where you can add like a meal plan on, which I don't know if I would go that far, but I'm like, maybe I should get a season pass to Hershey Park and then I can go there whenever I want. In fact, I'm already lining up dates. There's this website called isitpacked.com or isitcrowded.com, something like that. And it shows various amusement parks and what their expected crowd levels are. There's these 3 days right after Memorial Day in May where it's like a ghost town. And that's when I went to Cedar Point last year. And unlike Disney, which was crazy packed, that place was a ghost town. And I rode every ride I wanted to ride that day twice and still had enough time that I left the park before it closed and drove home 5 hours that same day. So like if I go to Hershey Park one of those days, one of those 3 days, like the optimal weather day, that'd be number one. And we're not even in June yet. So if all I'd have to do is go at least once in June, maybe once in July, once in August, and like I've doubled my money. So, plus the other benefit is Clark is now tall enough that he can ride the big boy coasters there, I think. I'll have to do some measuring. But as long as I can get his nerve up for it, which he loves roller coasters, I'm thankful for that because it's like my favorite thing. Maybe we can pull that off and do like a little Hershey Park thing. That might be a fun little series to do. And it's only like Knoebels is just over an hour from us, and that's just at 2 hours. And I'm willing to make that drive for a whole day of coaster fun, especially the ones they have there. I was rewatching some of the various videos, the point of view rides of the coasters, and I'm like, dang, this place is sick. Now, Cedar Point has, I would say, some more dramatic coasters, like some scary ones. But with the Clark Man involved, I think Hershey might be that thing. Like, there's one called a Super Duper Looper, which just has one flip. And I thought, okay, well, to get him used to getting inverted, we'll do that one. And then there's a couple that are just bigger, but don't flip over at all. So I thought we'll start him on these ones. And then there's one or two that are just like, I'm a little scared for him. Like, I don't want him to like get sick or to be frightened beyond belief and to never want to ride coasters again. So we got to work our way up. And I'm hoping we can do that. And I'm considering if you're Clark's school and you're listening to this, turn off now. I'm thinking one of those 3 days after Memorial Day, maybe just pulling them out of school for the day and we'll go and just dominate the place because there won't be anybody there. That being said, within a few weeks after that, he'll be off school and we can go, but that's when everyone else goes too. So I want the opposite experience from Disney where I can just walk onto rides as opposed to waiting an hour for the silliest little things. So obviously amusements in the future for the summer. We do have some travel plans planned for the summer, and I'm excited about those things. Some of our usual stuff. I'm debating on Ocean City this year. I really just love going to the boardwalk there, going to Marty's, which is unfortunately become quite derelict in the last few years, I've noticed, where they're not repairing things and the place is kind of going downhill quite a bit. And I like going to Thrasher's, getting some pizza. But the place that we stay at, the price to stay there, even booking ahead of time, is like $600 or $700 a night. And Disney, like, you can kind of justify that, staying at Disney World, right? But staying at Ocean City, Maryland, no hate to Ocean City, but I think if I could choose between the two, I think I'd rather go to Disney. And that's like, it's got me really thinking. Even our place in Outer Banks, like that condo, we could probably go to Disney for about the same price. And it's like, where would you rather be? Outer Banks? Walt Disney World. But then again, Walt Disney World in July or August, maybe not so much. Little sweltering down there. And sometimes you just love going to the beach and it's nice and secluded and enjoying the time out there. Going to my Captain George's, getting the all-you-can-eat crab legs. Got to work that off too. I'm very excited about the summer. Speaking of things that are returning this summer, I'll tell you about this one other thing. We got two topics and I'll talk more about like what's to come here. Let's talk about the one other place I went with Bud and Deb this week, and that was the bins. You guys know I love going to bins. They have a thing where they put all the bins out, and anything within the bins on the first day is $7. Next day it's $6. Next day it's $5, $4, $3, $2, $1. And you capture people at various price points and what they're willing to pay for things. Well, I found that $2 days in the past were doing really well, and Bud and Deb took me to an estate sale, which was absolute trash. So I was like, hey, let's go to the bins to make up for this. And we went in there and I had the best bins day of my life. Bins for the wins, I think is what the video is going to be called, because I did record it. But I got 18 items for $2 each. And I swear every item that I got in my cart was worth like $10, $15, $20, $25, $30. like somewhere in that range. Like I'm at the very minimum, I spent $18 or $36 there. At the very minimum, I think I'm going to make like $150, but I think it's probably going to be more like $300 to $400 off of what I found there. So I'm hyped on that. That was such a glorious day. It's almost like when things get so cheap at $2, you can't lose. You know, I look at each thing that I buy almost like a lottery ticket. And, you know, when you buy a scratch-off lottery ticket, you're probably going to lose. But when I'm sitting there with looking eBay prices up on things that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing that this $2 item is selling for $25, I'll take those odds, right? So I put it in the cart and I loaded up and had an awesome time. So that was great. But even better than that, and that's where we kind of get into the next topic. Yard sale season starts 1 week from today. I'm recording this on Friday, April 12th, 2024. Next weekend is the first community yard sales. Can you believe it? Yard sale season has returned, my friends. It's my favorite time of the year, and I'm excited for all the scores and finds. Bud and Deb and I go out on Friday, and then Clarkman comes out with us again on Saturday. Speaking of them, though, so I guess I'll say this. I got to figure out how I'm going to do this podcast going forward because I record these on Fridays, but Friday morning is going to be super packed. I should be home by afternoon, so maybe this will just be like my Friday afternoon thing. But I got to figure out when I'm doing this because I don't want to do it on Saturday. That's the time that we're going to be yard sailing again. 2 days yard sailing. And then Saturday afternoon is going to be a bust probably because we're out pretty late. We usually go out for lunch and all that fun stuff. Sunday is when this comes out. I could move this to Monday, but then I don't want to take Sunday time because that's like our family time. So I think Friday afternoon will be the time I record these podcasts going forward. I do want to keep it going, obviously, because it's like, I've gone this long. I still think there's maybe a few people out there that like tuning in each week, right? Hopefully. So let's just kind of work around that. I think it'll be okay. It's just going to be busy Fridays. I'm going to try to have all my other stuff kind of done by Thursday. And that way Friday things are just kind of like scheduled out. And then the only thing I have to do on Friday is go find some great yard sale scores and make this podcast, which is what I'll do. Before we wrap this up for today, I should say there's no listener feedback this week. The last one was like weeks ago and it felt like, I don't even remember what I talked about. I don't even remember what I talked about yesterday, let alone 2 weeks ago. So we will return to listener feedback next week, but I have one other topic that I added on at the very end that you may remember, and that was the eclipse. This week there was, do I even need to tell you? Maybe if you're listening in the future, there was this amazing eclipse that was happening and I found it was literally happening like near Erie, which is about two and a half hours from us. Lake Erie, you may know where that is. If you look at the northwest side of Pennsylvania, or if you go east in New York, Lake Erie, west in New York, boy, my geography teacher would be mad right now. Going west in New York, west in Pennsylvania, northwest, where the little chimney cap is on Pennsylvania, Lake Erie is up there, and they were having the 100% totality of the eclipse. And I heavily considered going there. It was one of those things where we had just got done traveling and Clark and Cody both missed a day because we were supposed to come back on Wednesday, came back on Thursday, and it was already too late for school because of the flight delay. And I was like, okay, I don't really want to drive anymore. I think I'm done. But that morning, as we're standing out there for the school bus, I was like, I should just pull Clark and we should just drive right now. We should just go up there and see this. This is going to be something he's going to remember for the rest of his life. This day at school. No, I hope his teachers and everything stopped listening back when I told them to. Meaningless. Worthless. I won't say worthless, but like, do you remember what you did last Monday in school? If you're in school, kids, probably not. And I was like, dang, I should have went. And looking back, like the reason that I didn't do it is because I saw that it was going to be cloudy and stuff. And I was like, I'd only want to go if it's going to be like perfect conditions. And then it turns out like they kind of got okay-ish. I was able to see some of the eclipse here. I even got like a little vlog and video of it. Obviously not in totality, but it was cool to see. I couldn't look at it because I didn't have glasses or anything, completely unprepared. But I got video of it and I looked at it through my camera on my phone. So that was pretty neat, but yeah, I missed it. And I was talking to I don't want to give too much information out here. I was talking to a fan of ours who happened to be driving through the area the day after that I met up with them and they said it was pretty cool. And it was really cool to meet up with those folks too. So if that was you, you know who you are. It was great meeting you and your family. You're super sweet people. Also gave me some chocolate from outside the United States as well that I've been nibbling at here and there, but still getting those losses. So, you know, I'm okay. It's hard to resist. The one, oh my gosh, there was this one chocolate in there. It's like a wafer. I forget what it's called, but again, I don't want to go into too much information because unlike me, who puts my entire life on the line, online, These people maybe want to keep things more private. So for those reasons, we'll respect that, because I think that's a respectful thing to do. I didn't get any video that day or anything like that, because it's like, you know, this isn't for me, right? Like this is something that I want to do for them. And they seemed to be pretty excited. And we had Five Guys. We met at Five Guys. So it was delicious. And that was fun. So highlights of the week. Let's talk about highlights and lowlights. Obviously going to Disney, highlight. Should I alternate between highlights and lowlights? This was unplanned. Going to Disney, highlight. The stuff that happened on the way home with the flight getting canceled, the extra day in Orlando where we couldn't really do anything, the cracked windshield. Lowlights. Coming back home, being up a lot of weight, lowlight. Losing all that weight, big highlight. Getting all of my editing done, low and highlight at the same time. Doing it low light, getting it done, and having a video to share. And I should say, I want to add something to that. We always watch the videos back together as a family. And it's awesome because we get to relive those times that we had. You know, like, it's one thing when you're experiencing it, but I think it cements those memories in Clarkman's mind. And Cody likes watching them too, just to see like what I captured. And we get to like reminisce about the times we had. And she also helps me with like, oh, that part went a little too long or whatever. Because sometimes, just like this podcast, I can be a little long-winded in my videos. So we kind of get that like all dialed in. And I think it like cements it. In fact, some of my memories, like I wonder sometimes, are they memories that I had in the time, or do I remember it because of the video that I made? Like, I remember very specific things, and it could be because I record it. And I'm happy to do so. If you're wondering, I've had people ask too, like, does recording all these things, does it take away from your trip? And I'll say, you know, maybe it would be nice to not be focused on recording, or to make sure you're getting like various shots along the way, because I like to tell a story, as I mentioned. But all I'd be left with after that would be regret that I didn't record it. I've never regretted filming something. I've always regretted not. And I've found a really good way to kind of still be in the moment while also recording. Like, all my attention isn't like this. And I was trying to explain that to Clarkman too, who made a vlog during the trip. I was like, make sure you're like living it. Don't just, you know, focus on your little GoPro and seeing the Disney through that. You want to be here. So he was doing a good job at that. I have no idea when he's going to edit that footage. Clarkman, I said I recorded about 2.5 hours of footage every day. Clarkman recorded 3 hours of footage during the entire trip. When he's going to edit that, I have no idea, but I'm very excited to see like what that turns into in the video that he makes. But yeah, that was all a highlight, right? Coming back home, getting invited out with Bud and Deb to kind of get me out of my my editing prison, highlight. Finding the great stuff at the bins, highlight. And obviously, next week, yard sale season coming back, huge highlight. And this summer too, with all the things that I kind of alluded to there, with the things I love in this world, going to yard sales, finding deals, finding things to resell, finding Lego stuff for myself, going to amusement parks, going to the beach. Life is good right now. I don't have the shirt on, unfortunately, but it is. And I'm excited to not only have shared this recap with you, but also to continue doing so in the future, not only through my podcast, but through videos. We almost made it. My whole screen just like froze up. And I'm like, I was just sending them out. If you could have just waited 30 seconds. But anyways, I appreciate you watching. Thank you for tuning in. I don't know how much I lost there, but thank you for watching and we're listening to episode 204. Of Missing Pieces. Again, back on the regular routine here if you missed us, but I missed you, and I'm glad that we're all back together. So on that, thank you for watching, and as always, we'll find you in the next Missing Pieces.